Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, doing a game preview week 4 between the Texas A&M Aggies and the Arkansas Razorbacks. If you enjoyed the video, episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Let's get into this one, man. Two teams in the top 25, Texas A&M ranked 23 at the moment, and Arkansas at number 10. Arkansas is undefeated on the year with a perfect 3-0 record. And as for Texas A&M, we all know that tough loss they had, losing 17-14 against Appalachian State. So let's dive into this one, see who I think is going to win. Let's talk about these Aggies first and foremost. Got the win last week, an impressive victory over the number 13th ranked Miami Hurricanes at the time, won 17-9. Now, the thing about Texas A&M is their offense haven't been able to get it going yet, honestly. I expected more from this team. I mean, they scored 17 against Miami, they scored 14 against App State, and they did score 31 against Sam Houston in week one, but I just need to see some more firepower. Max Johnson, I mean, you know, against Miami, didn't really do a whole lot, 10 to 20, 140 yards and a touchdown. The running game is really what helped out. David Akeney, right, 18 carries for 88 yards. You're going to have to rely on him even more. And as for the receiving corps, like I said, not a whole lot of bright spots, but the one you can look at to pinpoint is Aeneas Smith, 4 catches for 74 yards the game last week. And as for the defense, they did a good job. Didn't allow a touchdown against the Hurricanes, thanks to Jalen Jones putting in work, getting 9 tackles, Antonio Johnson getting 8. They didn't have any sacks, but they were able to get 3 tackles for losses and 8 passes defended. So they are some ball hawks out there. Going to have to rely on that heavy this upcoming week. As for Arkansas, they beat Missouri State. A bit of a closer matchup than a lot of people might have thought. They won that one 38-27, but hey, a win is a win nonetheless. In that game, KJ Jefferson, of course, the quarterback, 385 yards on a 19-31 throwing for the day. 12.4 average, 2 touchdowns, 1 INT. The running game was unstoppable. Also, Raheem Sanders, 22 carries for 167 yards. 1 score of 7.6 average. Have yourself a day, young man. Like I said, team ran for over 200 yards as a unit. The receiving corps, Matt Landers led the way. 7 catches, 123. Jaden Hazelwood behind him, 5 catches for 86. And Sanders doing it with his catching ability, two catches for 75 and a touchdown. I mean, they were looking really good. And like I said, the defense had some bright spots. Drew Sanders had 11 tackles in the day. Blair had 10. They had 8 sacks as a team, though. I don't think they're going to get that many against A&M, but 8 sacks is still impressive. 9 tackles for loss and 5 passes defended. No INTs for this team either. And both these teams, like I said, this is going to be a fun matchup. Just some good facts about this one, right? Right now, Arkansas, obviously, I think if you're getting eight sacks, right, the pass game, right now they are leading in terms of sacks with about 5.7 average per game. Also, Drew Sanders, right, leads college football with 5.5 sacks on the year, so watch out for that. A&M, though, right, if they score first, they are 28-4 all time, and they're also 26-0 when they're leading after the first quarter, so just something to look out for there. I think it's going to be a good matchup here. I'm expecting A&M to give a heavy dose of running and passing. And as for Arkansas, I believe that. And as for Texas A&M, I just need to see that offense getting rolling, man. I just haven't seen it yet, so that's why I'm going to go with the final score in this one. I got the Hogs. I know our guy, Vincent Turner, is going to love this one. Arkansas is getting the win in this one, 35, Texas A&M, 24. I just don't think the A&M offense is there quite yet. They still have some time to develop it, but I think that right now Arkansas is just a better unit. I trust them more on offense and on defense. And I think they're going to put a lot of pressure on Jimbo Fisher and his team. So what do you guys think? Do you think this is the right score? Did I pick the right team? I would love to hear it in the comments on Facebook and on YouTube. Check out our podcast, the Volley Realist Podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you listen to podcasts. A bunch of episodes, well over 1,000 on our podcast, and probably 5,000, if not more, on Facebook and maybe on YouTube also. So go over there, check us out, turn on notifications so you don't miss a single episode. I've been your host, Logan Landers, previewing the Texas A&M Aggies versus the Arkansas Razorbacks. This is going to be a good game in the SEC. I'm excited to see who's going to win this one. Like I said, check this one out Saturday, September 24th, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Have a good weekend, everyone, and we'll talk to you again on another live episode. See you soon. Let's see what host Logan Landers has to say about the next game preview. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, doing NCAA Week 4 game preview between the Ole Miss Rebels and the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. If you like the video, please comment, share it with everyone, your friends, family, college football fanatics like we all are. And we appreciate everywhere you share it to, all the people you share it to. It just makes it even better. Help gives our spirits high, and it just helps us make even more content for you, our fans. Let's talk about this game. Ole Miss currently ranked number 16 and Tulsa unranked at the moment. Let's talk about these Golden Hurricanes. Last week against Jacksonville State, they put on a clinic. 154-17 in that game. They were throwing the ball all over the place. Davis Brin, 27-35, 424 yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 INTs. A very well day for him. The running game also got in on the fun. Not as amazing, but still very nice as a stat line. Bill Jackson led the way, 9 carries, 59. Jordan Ford right behind him, 7 carries for 44. Steven Anderson ran it 7 times for 32, and he got in the end zone twice. Receiving corps, the main man was Keylon Stokes, 9 catches for 154 yards, 1 score to boot. And also, Juan Carlos Santana, 3 catches for 137 yards, a 45.7 average, and 1 score for him as well. So, a very good day on offense for Tulsa. Good on defense also. Only gave up 17 points. Bryson Powers led the way with 6 tackles for him. 4 sacks as a squad, 7 tackles for loss, and 1 pass defended. 1 interception also by Justin Wright. Just absolute dominance from Tulsa to bump their record to 2-1 on the season. A very good year so far. As for Ole Miss, a perfect 3-0 right now in the SEC where they're representing. A big win last week over Georgia Tech, 42-0, pitched the shutout, and they have looked really good this year, right? Only allowed 3 points to Central Arkansas, only allowed 10 points to Troy. So they are looking already amazing early on the season. In the game against Georgia Tech, obviously we know the defense was tremendous. In that game, right, they were just doing anything they wanted to. A.J. Finley led the way with 7 tackles on the team. They had 7 sacks. They had 12 tackles for loss. They had 5 passes defended. Weren't able to get interception, though, because I think they were too busy going after poor Jeff Sims and just sacking him half the time, or at least tackling the team for a loss. Offense was looking great also. Jackson Dart was in the game, 10-16, 207. No touchdowns, 1 INT. The rushing game was on point. 316 yards on 62 carries as a squad. Zach Evans led the way, 18 carries for 134, 2 scores. Judkins right behind him, 19 carries for 98, 2 scores. And also Dart, the QB, was able to get it too. 10 carries for 40 yards on the day. So they were putting in some work. Malik Heath led the way in terms of the receiving core, 4 catches for 78. Like I mentioned, with the defense, they were working. They were cooking all night. So looking at these two teams here, I think it's going to be a close battle, a closer battle than a lot of teams, a lot of people, you know, might think of. And I think it's going to be a good game between these two teams, a high-scoring affair. But overall, I'm going to go with the Rebels of Ole Miss getting the win in this one. Ole Miss 40, and Tulsa, I think they're going to put up a good fight, but I got them losing this one. Tulsa 28. So Ole Miss 40, Tulsa 28. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. That's my score. Hey, if you like it, put in the comments, hey, I agree with you. Great pick. And if you don't, hey, that's fine too. That's what we're here to do. We're just talking opinions. We're talking football. These are my predictions. If you want to put your prediction in there, you're more than welcome to. We'll interact with you. We'll see you on Facebook, on YouTube, or even on our podcast. You can comment on there as well. So go live each and every single week, Facebook, YouTube. Check us out on our podcast, Spotify podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you listen to your podcast. Over 1,000 episodes over there, and well over 1,000 on our Facebook and YouTube channel. I've been your host, everyone, Logan Landers. Enjoy the game, so come week, Ole Miss and Tulsa. Until then, we'll talk to you again on another episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.